Hello, folks, and welcome to Roots and Branches and Beyond. My name's Ivan Emke. I'm with you for the next 60 minutes. This is show number 199, and it's a number of summer rambles again. This is a slightly different kind of ramble, but this is from Scotland. It's a bit of a salsa by the Battlefield Band. And I'm going to play music from here and there. Well, no surprise, that's what I usually do every week, right? Thanks for joining me, and I'm hoping that you're going to enjoy every track that I play. But, well, at least a bunch of them. I'll be back in a moment. Back to the Sochi Hall Street Salsa. That's got several kind of false endings there, which is a bit of a hassle for DJs, but no problem there. That was the Battlefield Band with a bit of a quirky song there. They're a quirky band, too. It's no bagpipes on that one, but Battlefield Band is out of Scotland. They were founded in 1969 by five university friends. They've released over 30 albums and had many personnel changes as well. They were noted for the use of bagpipes along with other instruments, and they did some incessant touring. They were, I think for quite a while, they would do at least 60 dates in the United States alone. And they were one of the first really big Celtic bands that I saw way back in the day. So that was from a CD called Anthem for the Common Man, the Sochi Hill Street Salsa, which is McHugh's Other Foot and The Man with Two Women. Both of them seem to have a story behind the names of the tunes. This is Roots and Branches and Beyond, and my name's Ivan Emke. I'm with you for this hour and 13, 14 tracks, see what we get into. Next up, we go from Scotland to, well, in a way, to Australia, although this guy, John Munro, was a folk singer who was born in Glasgow as well, but he emigrated to Adelaide, Australia in 1965. He became a leading figure in Australian folk music for 40 years and beyond. He worked with Eric Bogle and Australian folk groups like Tracy Munro Tracy or Cole Cannon, wrote lots of songs about Australia, recorded a number of solo releases. This is one of them called Plying My Trade, the name of the release. Unfortunately, he died in 2018, but this is something which is, again, one of those songs that he wrote about Australia. This is something called Spirit of the Land. This is John Munro.
I am the spirit of the great southern land. I soar on mighty wings. I have seen the rocks and rivers form since time itself began. I know of many things.
I'm Boolaroo. I'm Black Spar. I'm Kakadu. I am forever. I was already here to see the Koori people come. Their wisdom fed my soul. The believers at Jurika and again at Anzac Cove, they died to make me whole. I'm Moonaroo. I'm Black Spar. I'm Kakadu. My bosom, those from every distant race, they have enriched my heart. I will live in you forever, as in the world you take your place, and you will play your part. I'm Moonaroo. I'm Black Spar. I'm Kakadu.
Started, and there will be love
little spasm of music there. We're ending off with, I don't know if you know that instrument that's the main instrument there. It's the melodica. Remember those little things that you used to get in school? It looks like a bit of a piano keyboard and you blow into it. That was a guy called Augustus Pablo. He was born as Horace Chabot and Horace Swabie. Oh, there he goes again. And he was a Jamaican roots reggae and dub record producer. And the melodica he made famous, well, he was given one, he learned to play the organ when he was at the Kingston College School, and a girl lent him this melodica, and it's an instrument that fascinated him, and he used it in reggae. He very, you know, really popularized the use of that instrument, and it's usually used to teach school children, as he said. But anyway, he has made an album in 1976 called King Tubby's Meets Rockers Uptown. It was often regarded as one of the most important examples of dub, so he sort of developed that style as well. He's a very committed Rasta. His son and his daughter both followed him into a career in music, and he was, I guess, somewhere about the early 70s until the end of that century, 1999, when he died, that he was a figure in Kingston music. Before that, we heard from The Wants, a wonderful band out of a trio out of Newfoundland and Labrador. And I've played them a number of times. Hope you know of them. That was a great track from their early album, Row Upon Row of the People They Know, Ode to a Broken Heart, one of their songs. And they add in A Velvet in the Wind, a wonderful Emile Benoit tune to fit that. And we started off that set with John Monroe. You're listening to Roots and Branches and Beyond. You could be listening on Voice of Bombay, CHBB, 95.9 FM in Norris Point, 98.1 in Rocky Harbour, or possibly Bay of Islands Radio, CKVB 100.1 FM in Cornerbrook, Newfoundland and Labrador. Next up, we head from Jamaica, most recently, to Canada and England, basically. But we have Angus Finnan. He's doing a British tune here. Angus is a Canadian folk musician, arts organizer. He was born in Dublin, Ireland, but he grew up on an organic farm near Shelter Valley in Ontario, if you happen to know where that is. He attended Nipissing University, and he studied Native and Northern education. That was in North Bay. He taught elementary school for a while in Moosonee, and also in Inuvik in the Northwest Territories. He released two albums, Fool's Gold, which we'll hear something from, and North Wind. And he toured the festival circuit in North America for about 6 years or so, found it really financially testing. This is a good way to say it. Just you go broke doing it. But he did a lot of work as well. He ended up being the director of the Alliance, Folk Alliance International, and he helped organize their conference in Kansas City, Missouri, sorry. And he ended up actually moving there as well, but he still works in arts administration. This is something called the Black Leg Minor. It's a lovely tune that has been recorded a number of times, but he does a great version of it. This is from his album, Fool's Gold. This is Angus Finnan.
Dark, the blackleg miner creeps to work with moleskin pants, dirty shirt. There goes the blackleg miner. Well, he grabs his duds and down he goes to hew the coal that lies below. There's not one woman in this town row will look at the blackleg miner. Call your lads, won't you gang? Call your lads, won't you gang? Call your lads, won't you gang? We'll catch that blackleg miner. Delaval is a terrible place. They rub wet clay in the blackleg's face, and around the heaps they run a foot race to catch the blackleg miner. Goes near the Seg Hill mine, across the way they stretch a line to catch the throat, break the spine of the dirty blackleg miner. Call your lads, won't you gang? Call your lads, won't you gang? Call your lads, won't you gang? We'll beat that blackleg miner. His duds, picks as well. They throw him down in that pit of hell. Down you go, fare thee well, you dirty blackleg miner. So join the union while you may. Don't wait till your dying day. That may not be far away, you dirty blackleg miner. Call your lads, won't you gang? Call your lads, won't you gang? Call your lads, won't you gang? We'll crush that blackleg miner. Call your lads, won't you gang? Call your lads, won't you gang? Call your lads, won't you gang? We'll crush that blackleg
med sit hjem på fire hjul for penge til en kælderkold. Jensens børn de stanser, fru Jensen selv hun vågner op at dvæle. Ser tusind tulipaner, ellers tomme gader fyldt med folk. Hvor kom de alle fra? Man får os grøde aner, hvor denne dag kun er en enlig svale. Gøjler spirer uden sene, brød og vise ord for ene. Frie fugle drikker solen fuld. Tænk, hvis man var helt alene. I ved alene palle, vågnede op en morgenstund. Fandt, at alle folk var væk. Min første skræk af alle, den forsvinder her, hvor folk er glade. Jeg synger mine sange, ganske gratis som man vil. Okay, men penge skatter til de korte og de lange. Dyber de er til for ren ballade. Gøjler spirer uden scene, brød og vise ord for ene. Frie fugle drikker solen fuld. Tænk, hvis man var helt alene. Gøjler spirer uden scene, brød og vise ord for ene. Frie fugle drikker solen fuld. Tænk, hvis man var helt alene. Ham som står og sælger frugt og grønt, blomstrer meget mere. Jeg kigger op og håber, denne forårsdag må blive til mange. Så pakker jeg fiolen, tager en tår med en jeg kender lidt. Dagen damper af, vi misser op mod solen. Tuller hjem, men skygger de bliver lange. Gøjler spirer uden scene, brød og vise ord for ene. Frie fugle drikker solen fuld. Tænk, hvis man var helt alene. Gøjler spirer uden scene, brød og vise ord for ene. Frie fugle drikker solen fuld. Tænk, hvis man var helt alene. Thank you.
Phew. Well, that was a band out of Newfoundland called The Punters, and they're doing a couple of tracks there, Julia Delaney and The Banshee. And the last one, they're just showing you the St. John's Speed at some of the sessions. That, you know, if I want to be bitter and so on, I would say it takes the musicality out of that tune entirely. It just makes it into a gymnastic experience. But it's a lot of fun to play fast, and it's a great tune for that. Likewise, Julia Delaney. But the Punters were St. John's Band, started by Larry Foley and Patrick Moran. Of course, you know, I was just being bitter about that. It's just because I can't play that fast. That's why. You saw through that immediately, didn't you? They toured extensively through Canada and in the U.S. as well. They're kind of like Great Big Sea meets the Irish Descendants. Their first CD came out in 1995. Great live show. Did lots of festivals and so on. Before that, we heard from Søren Korsgaard, and he's a guitar player out of Denmark. That was something called Koila Spirin. It was from a solo album of his. He's been in a number of bands, the Heretical Quartet, Kater Quartet, which I think I have played, Instinct, which I have certainly played, kind of Danish Celtic sort of sound, and Gasolin, it's a bluegrassified sound. He was born in Silkeborg in Denmark. He grew up in a family which had lots of conversation, loved to talk, and so he became a storyteller as well as a musician. And as in his teens, he was already in a bunch of young bands. He worked in Aarhus for a number of years. Aarhus is a lovely city up in the north of Denmark. If you get to Denmark, make sure to go there for sure. He worked for a few years with theater and so on. And sorry, if you didn't know Danish, you wouldn't be able to figure out what he's talking about. But he talks about the wonder of everyday life, one of his focal points. Started off that set with Angus Finnan and the Black Leg Miner. This is Roots and Branches and Beyond. You're listening to I'm Ivan Emke with you for another Summer Rambles. This is show number 199. You could be listening on CHMR, Munn Radio, 93.5 FM in St. John's, Newfoundland, or possibly Caper Radio, CJBU, which is 107.3 in Sydney, Cape Breton. Okay, next up we have We go from Denmark to South America, and Maximo Jimenez. He was born into a campesino family, a peasant farming family, and he helped his family to work the land. But music was also a central part of life in his family. So his father taught him how to play the accordion, just like his grandfather has taught his father and so on. And so the music that he's playing here is very rooted in the campesino life and in part of Colombia that he comes from, the Atlantic coast of Colombia. And so it's sort of a sweet accordion-led music. Valeniato is the name for the kind of music. And Maximo makes his own accordions. He's recorded actually 9 albums, but most of these are just basically only available in Colombia. So this is something called Vuelo on el Buelo. It's a flight on a dragonfly. It's sort of a fairy tale story of love and imagination. Some accordion from Colombia with Maximo Jimenez.
Voy a buscar un rebaje pa' beber y darte a ti. Que nos haga personaje chiquitica, chiquitín. Y en las alas transparentes de una libélula hermosa viajar al lejano oriente contigo, reina preciosa. Debes estar preparada, no te vayas a caer cuando se lancen picadas en el riachuelo a beber. Ay, si se moza en un tronco porque se encuentre cansada, bajamos a comer hongos y a jugar en la cascada. Caballito del diablo, vuela hasta el Juncal florido, no me dejes olvidado, ahí junto con mi amorcito. También yo quiero viajar a visitar los amigos al pueblo de Valledupar. Depositar en sus manos mi sincero corazón, ese lindo pueblo hermano, la meca de la acordeón. Regresamos nuevamente hacia el Valle del Sinú. Valle, te llevo en la mente por tu noble gratitud. viento sombrío que tengo cerca de allí, en la orillita del río. Y si está oscuro el ranchito, no te debes preocupar. Con miles de cocuyitos yo lo puedo iluminar. Con miles de cocuyitos yo lo puedo iluminar.
So you either put up your hands if you remember that band. That was Big Country. I have a sort of an inordinate appreciation for them. I'm not quite sure why, but it's the that Ebo, I suppose, that they're playing, sort of a device that allows a guitar to sound more like strings or synthesizer. Big Country was a Scottish rock band from Dunfermline in Fife, and they started in 1981. And the height of the band's popularity was sort of the early to mid-1980s. So that's when I sort of encountered them, and I guess I was into that sort of anthemic rock with a little bit of folk sound to it. That was their first big single, called Harvest Home, released in 1982. Before that, we heard from Mavis Staples. She's an American rhythm, blues, and gospel singer. So she was born in Chicago, and she began her career with her family group in 1950. She graduated from high school in 1957, and the Staples Singers hit the road. It was led by the family patriarch, Roebuck Pops Staples, on guitar. Included the vocal voices of Mavis and her siblings, Cleotha, Yvonne, and Purvis. They were called God's greatest hit makers, and they had, you know, even into the 70s, they had 8 top 40 hits just in the first 5 years of the 1970s, including a couple of number one singles. She made her first foray into solo recording in 1969. And she's done about 16, maybe 17 albums since then. A couple of them have been produced by Jeff Tweedy of Wilco, including this one. It was called One True Vine is the name of the album. Can You Get to That? That's a classic old song. We started off that set with Maximo Jimenez. You're listening to Roots and Branches and Beyond. I could be listening a variety of ways, possibly on Fanshawe's 106.9 The X, CIXX, London, Ontario. Possibly Cape May Radio's WCFA 101.5 in Cape May, New Jersey, or possibly Radio Bell Island, CJBI 93.9 FM in Bell Island, Newfoundland, Labrador. Next up, we have a performer who was born in India, lived in Canada then. I think she's in the United States now. Kiran Aluwalia. She was born in Patna, grew up in Delhi in India, moved to Toronto when she was 9. And she did an MBA at Dalhousie University, went back to Toronto. She thought she'd have a career in the financial services industry. Who of us didn't, you know? She changed her mind once she got into the industry, and she went back to India. She studied music, returned to Toronto to build her career. This is a CD called Sonata, or Stillness. And in it, her husband is the guitar player as well. So there's a lot of sort of North African sounds as well as Indian sounds. And this is a track called Hayat, Kiran Aluwalia. Thank you. That's Kiran Ahluwalia, and some music there from sort of classical Indian music as well as African desert blues and Western musical styles put together. Something called Hayat, and her husband and co-arranger and guitar player Rez Abbasi. You could hear him there on that track. You're listening to Roots and Branches and Beyond, and this is show number 199 of the series. And next week, I guess I should do some sort of anniversary type show, shouldn't I? Yeah, get working on that. Next up, we have a couple of banjo players. This is Arnie Naiman and Chris Cool. And Arnie's interest in banjo playing began after he attended the Mariposa Folk Festival and Fiddler's Green Folk Clubs back in Toronto. That in the mid-1970s, sort of the heyday of some of those events. He listened to music from the 20s and 30s and loved the golden age of recorded string band and early country music. And he's also been playing and singing with his wife, Kathy Reed, for, 30-some years or whatever. Sometimes they go by the name Ragged But Right. Well, back in the day, he met Chris Cool, and they played fiddle tunes together in the banjo, and the two of them, along with Kathy Reed and Irwin Marshall, they got together and they performed around as the Extraordinary String Band. Anyway, Arnie and Chris both composed banjo tunes, so they kind of decided to record an album, and they called it Five Strings Attached with No Backing. And they ended up making a volume two of it as well, of some of their tunes that they had written. And so they do banjo duets, and Chris plays guitar sometimes and so on. Chris got his first banjo when he was just 17. He fell in love with the sounds of folk and early country music, and now he's known, well, internationally as a clawhammer banjo player. He early on discovered the joys of busking, and his practice halls were the streets and subways of Toronto. He spent about 10 years as a busker and says he wouldn't change it for anything. He remembers playing same tune for like an hour and kind of fooling around with different arrangements and different versions and variations and so on. He helped to form the Foggy Hogtown Boys in 2000. It's been one of the most popular and enduring bluegrass bands in the country. They got about 7 albums. I've played them certainly here on this show. And his first solo album was called Old Dog. He released in 2010. Very warm reviews. He also plays with the Lonesome Ace String Band, which has been played on this show too. And they've recorded maybe 4 albums and toured the world. Anyway, this is from Arnie and Chris's first duo album called Five Strings Attached with No Backing. This is a lovely track called Winfield's Fancy. Thank you. That's Arnie Naaman and Chris Cool. And Chris was on the banjo. Arnie was playing the guitar there. You're listening to Roots and Branches and Beyond. We have time for a couple of more tracks here. Next up, we have the Bird Sisters. And they're a female vocal trio from Guelph, Ontario. That's where they met, anyways, at the Hillside Festival in Guelph. Well, two of them had been helped to co-found the Hillside Festival. So there you go. That was in 1985. There's Sue Smith, Tanis Sliman, and Jude Vidala. And Sliman was a member of the R&B band called Reverb, yes. And Vidala was a member of a bluegrass band there called This Side Up. And Smith was a member of a folk rock act called Grapevine. But they decided to work together, and they started with this basic collection of a cappella cover versions of songs. And one of the first to hear the results was a bass player, Molly Kervink, who said that their singing sounds like the Bird Sisters, and that gave them their name, the Bird Sisters. Their debut came out in 1990. They've released another two albums since then. This is from an album called She and She and She. This is the Bird Sisters with Play All Your Aces. Sound of that tune there means that this is the last track. This is a guy called Colin Grant. And he was raised in Toronto, began his musical career when he was just four. And he worked through the Royal Conservatory of Music, studied classical violin in the Suzuki program. By the age 10, he began to explore the Cape Breton style traditional music, and his family moved there in 1998. He just immersed himself in the local scene, taking lessons in fiddle and guitar and so on. Since then, he's got lots of performing experience, toured Canada, France, China. He was with the Acadian group Blue for a period of time. His self-titled CD came out in 2006, so I'm going to play a track from that. He's most at home with Cape Breton fiddle music and is pretty versatile as a lead or a side musician. So this is a set of tunes recorded live. It's called the Bow and Arrow Set. That's Clasha Dictor, I think, is the march that started off with Daft Willy Doss, and we're going to hear a Strathspey, another traditional Strathspey, Iggy and Squiggy, which is a reel, a Jerry Holland reel, Sir David Davidson of Cantrey, which is another reel, Johnny Finley, another reel, and Freddy's Reel by John Morris Rankin, if we get to it. So, Colin Grant, thanks for joining me today. My name's Ivan Emke with you with Roots and Branches and Beyond every week. This has been show number 199, the last of our summer rambles. We'll head off into something else next week. Do take care of each other these days. Enjoy the passing of summer and the beginning of fall, one of my favorite seasons, one of my four favorite seasons. Happy trails.